I've been informed there will be voting, and there might then be a need for disruption, although we've got permission. So I'm hoping that the disruptions are minimum, but there is a possibility.
Are you referring to voting in there or in here?
No, in there. No, I'm talking about that. Where the bells ring. Here there will be voting, maybe, but I'm talking about where the bells ring. Honourable members, we agreed that we were going to break for lunch and try and consolidate our positions, both on the substantial or the principal act or bill and on the 1730 issue. We also agreed that we will take these three loose pages, have a discussion on them, and decide how we're going to process them, if at all we're going to process them. So those are the two things that we've got on the table. And after we've agreed that, we then go to the bill, and those that we think are incorporatable, we incorporate in the bill. Those that we think we don't need, like Section 3 earlier this morning, then we just put aside. So that's how we're going to approach it, honourable members. So if we could dispense with the first agenda item that we had this morning. And it's really the last piece of the jigsaw in terms of the regulations. I think we've agreed everything else, and we agreed we will not open it up today, I mean now, for anything other than what we think the allocation of funding should be. Both at the multi-party democracy fund level and at the representative political parties level, because we agreed that the ratio is going to be the same for both of them. And we also agreed that we will now go out to have lunch and lobby each other and go to our principals and do everything and come back now and take a decision one way or the other. So that's where we are, honourable members. I'm not even going to go and say where we were in the beginning, because we know there were three different scenarios. Can we get a sense from political parties what our position is after an hour and a half's break? What is our position? Anybody wishing to take a stab at? Or have we not worked? We're talking of the 70-30, 60-40, 50-50, whatever splits.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yeah, we called a quick meeting of some of the 10 parties during the lunch break, the very short lunch break. And I think by and large we feel that one-third, two-thirds is what we want to propose, re-propose to the committee. Thank you. One-third, two-thirds. Right. Or two-thirds, one-third.
Honourable Sal?
As I expressed this morning, I would prefer one-third, two-thirds, or the other way around, but I would live with a 70-30 if needs be.
Sorry about that. Honourable Bernard?
No, Jefferson's fine. I'm concerned that there may be a misunderstanding and that the ANC may vote for two-thirds equitable. What we are proposing is that it's one-third equitable and two-thirds proportional.
Honourable Matthijs?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, we are under 50 proportional, 50 equitable, in line with the Section 236 of the Constitution in strengthening democracy. Strengthening multi-party democracy. And we understand that we are politicians here and we're not lawmakers, but we're also politicians who have taken the oath to uphold our constitutional duties. And we do feel very strongly that that section of the Constitution is asking for 50-50. It can be interpreted as 50-50.
Thank you very much, Honourable Matthijs. Honourable Ndaka?
We have looked at this matter, tried to persuade ourselves. It was very difficult to see what else you can do, because we thought 70-30 is a fair way of distribution. 70 for proportional, 30 for equitable. Under normal circumstances, that's a very, very fair way of doing things. But ourselves, we said, what other issues that the opposition would want to raise that will assist us to facilitate this and move forward? Our view then was that we are not married to the percentage point per se. We are married to our principles. We think that's very important for the opposition to agree on that. But one third in terms of equitable and two thirds in terms of proportional, we think we can live with that.
Honourable Mulder?
Chairperson, while we are in the process of living with things, I would then formally propose one third equitable, two thirds proportional.
Firm proposal, one third equitable, two thirds proportional. Any seconders? Ndagane, and then Singh.
As we indicated really that we have listened to our colleagues, we would want to support that, and we take the point that Honourable Self also raised. But we think for the benefit of all of us and move forward to deal with this matter, we will support you.
All right. Anybody opposed to the one third, two thirds?
Yes, you cannot hear that objection, Chair.
Right. Okay. Can we, for purposes of the document, put one third, two thirds, of course, the EFF objection, and in the House as well, you still have the right when it gets to the House to further expand on your objection or your support of it. Is that okay in terms of the regulations? Thank you so much, Honourable Members. So that is done. If we go to the three pages, because we've dealt with page one, with section three, the loose pages, on Comrade Doris, you've got them. Have you got the three loose pages? Management and control of funds. As I understand it, the proposal is that we, in the Act, make it clear that there will be a unit that looks at the elections with a head, call it a CEO, DG, whatever, and a unit that looks at the funding with its own head, both reporting to the Commission. That is what this document is saying. And drawn from the hearings with the IEC directly. Any comments on that one? Honourable Self and then Matthijs.
Yes, Chairperson, I do not accept the evidence that the IEC gave. I think they overstated the case, both in terms of the quantum that they proposed for the fund and the necessity to have separate business units, if you like, to deal with this matter. Let's just unpack it because it's relatively simple. Money comes in to the fund. It needs to be obviously receipted and accounted for. It goes into an account and it gets dispersed. It's not complex. It's not rocket science. And my big fear is that we are now and there's another point, is that ideally everything should be under the aegis of the IEC itself and the chief electoral officer, and they ought not to be competing sites of power when it comes to this. Otherwise, we should really have created a completely separate entity to deal with this matter. So my own view is that the CEO, the Chief Electoral Officer, is perfectly capable of administering this fund under suitably appointed staff, and I can't really see any necessity for there to be a separate accounting officer and a CEO of the fund.
Thank you, Chair. I also just wanted to piggyback on what Honourable Self is saying, that I don't see how a whole new separate system and a separate CFO, etc., needs to be set up. I mean, at the moment they're administering the representative party funds, right? It's already, the only difference on what they're going to do here is that they have to document where the money's coming from, and the additional task is probably to advertise, right, to get money into the account, right, the marketing to bring people money into. So they're already performing these duties and then open a separate bank account and then make sure that money goes out and then the money comes in, the audited financial statements come in and they check that it's in line with what we have agreed it should be, the auditor general, etc., gets involved. So, one, the amount of money that they presented was rather exorbitant to be in line with that. And this 3.5 that they may prescribe the fee, it can be just so misleading, and next minute whatever money comes into that multi-party democracy fund will end up being absorbed in managing a fund that I don't think it needs that much money to manage, because they're already dispersing funds as it is. So I'd like us to just talk a little bit more clearly on... I agree that they need additional staff. That's obviously because there's the receipting involved, there's opening another bank account and those sorts of things. But to the extent of a whole new business entity, etc., I'm not convinced that that's a necessity.
Before you come in, Honourable Singh, just so that you can direct it, and I'm not taking a position one way or the other. Honourable members will remember that when this thing first started, it was us that was talking about the possibility of conflict of interest, that they will be administering elections on one side and then doing the funding. I think that was part of the discussion. So if we speak and does no longer arise, then it's fine. The second issue that we spoke about was the added responsibility that the acts will bring, enforcement, follow-up, administration, and so on. And then, of course, whilst you're correct in saying that it's money in and money out, it's more than just that, because it was, there will be audited books and so on. So it was all those things that we had put into that. We all were in agreement at one point that it must be just the IEC. I'm purely being their eyes and ears, because this is what they raised on Thursday. And we said we'll discuss it as politicians. I think it's only fair that we put their side of the story on it and then we discuss and debate it. I think it's correct. So that's where we are. If we feel that we don't need it, we can say so. Because indeed they were talking about 50 million rand would be the cost of doing business in this fashion. There was something to that effect. Let's have a 5-minute discussion and then find out. By the way, let me repeat, it's not in the act. I mean in the bill as it stands. If after discussions we don't want to, we tear it up and we put it aside like everything else. But we have taken a decision, we'll debate all these things openly. Any comments on this matter? Honourable, let's start with Maseko, and then we'll go to Honourable... I beg your pardon. Is it fine? Maseko, Singh, and then Daka. Sorry, Honourable Singh.
Jefferson, can I just get clarity? Are we discussing... Three.
Is it? Five. Are we done with three? No,
we are on three. No, Honourable Members, on three there was nothing new. Chairperson, can I just address you on three?
Okay.
On three. For instance, on the bill itself and on what they have given us, 3.1 has changed. So, yes. So they must give us the rationale. 3.1 has changed, and when I read 3.4, for me it doesn't make sense. Because it says the commission may not accept money received in terms of subsection 2. Subsection 2 talks of the commission must open an account for this fund with any bank registered as a bank in terms of startup. So if it says may not accept money received in terms of subsection 2 from any organ of state or any foreign government, and then I'm not sure if we agreed lastly on 3.5. If we, yes. So if I can get clarity on this.
You're right. I moved from the premise that early this morning they had said there was no changes to 3. Eh? There are changes, I agree. Certainly 3.1 has changed. in this act. I mean, in this one here. Yeah, but we had agreed this morning that 3.5 was going to go out.
No, 2.5
is the original act. Okay. So what are we saying? So we're saying, can we then note that we'll go to, as we go through page by page, we will take it instead of debating this. So do you want to debate this on the 3 right now? All right, then. Okay, let's discuss Honorable Singh, and then Dagan.
Yeah, where are we?
So we're trying to... No,
5 or 3?
We are now on 3.
Oh, not on 5.
Yeah, on 3, yeah.
Okay. So we're parking 5.
Yeah, no, we're going to come back to 5.
3 as proposed.
This is 3 as proposed, and this is 3 that's in the book, and members are saying the proposed has changed to what is in the current legislation. I mean, the current bill.
Yes, that is correct, Chairperson, because on the 3 as proposed, you see on 3.4, as Honorable Maseko, the Commission may not accept money received from any organ of state, any foreign government or foreign government agency. Earlier on asked, well, what is a foreign government agency? If we can be told, what is a foreign government agency?
Okay, Mdakane, and then Self, and then Nomalda, and then Self.
Chair, maybe after there's some explanation on it, because I would have taken a situation that development agencies of foreign state or foreign government are there, and then generally are foreign organizations and therefore shouldn't be allowed to do so. But unless the explanation is given by the team, can be very helpful for us. My view is that the USA is a development agency, but it's a state organ. It works within the state. And that's the point that I thought the agency was all about. But maybe can assist us by Hilton and the team, just so I can explain it to what does it mean.
Honorable Mulder, we are on 3 and then on Rousseau.
Chairperson, no, just on 3.1, I think the big difference in 3.1 would be in terms of the current published bill specifically refers to where the money of the multi-party democracy fund should go, and it says it's for the funding for political parties that participate in national and provincial legislatures, while the other 3.1 does not refer to political parties participating. It just says a multi-party democracy fund is established for the purpose of funding political parties from private sources. We are talking about two different animals.
Absolutely. Honorable Shaw?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I picked that up as well because it does open the door for example, a political party that participates only at municipal level, for example. But then there was the whole question of the current sub 5 in the current bill provides that a contributor made to the fund, Note 12, can opt to remain anonymous or can apply to remain anonymous. Now, that's disappeared and has been replaced by a new 5. Now, I'm aware that we heard some evidence about the desirability, but we equally heard some evidence about how one should retain that, notably from Right to Know, believe it or not. And the idea was that because this was a completely open and transparent fund, it didn't really matter if the donations were private, because it wouldn't particularly, there was no way that an anonymous donor could actually influence any political party in particular. And so I just want to know under what aegis it was removed.
All right. Dagane, were you going to still speak? Fine. All right, let's deal with the first one. I mean, we don't even need an explanation from you on 3.1. You're opening the doors for want of a better word, unrepresented political parties, and it might have been an error on your side. So we are not going to accept your 3.1 on the loose piece of paper. We'll live with the 3.1 as it is in the Act. That's 3.1 dealt with. All right, 3.4. The current says the Commission may not accept money received from any organ of state or any foreign government or foreign government agency. That's what's in the Act currently. in the bell, for want of a better word. And that's what they are proposing. So I'm trying to understand what was the problem there. Because when... Right? Is the cross reference wrong? All right, say again. Honorable Singh, I know you and Maseko raised that matter.
Yeah, Chairperson, this is the first time we've brought in the concept of a foreign government agency. We've been talking about a...
No, it's not. I'm saying if you look at the current... What I'm talking about. It's got foreign government agency.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not saying it's the first time. It was there. But it's the only place where there's reference to a foreign government agency of the same. So what is a foreign government agency? That's what I'm asking. I know we dealt with it before.
So you're saying there needs to be a definition of it, if possible?
If you can just tell us or the definition. Or
okay. All right. Okay, I'm with you. Maseko, was that the same that you were raising as well? On 3-4.
That's the second one. But if the relevance is maybe they read the 3-4 with 3-2 so that it makes sense to me, because 3-2 says something else. The commission must open an account for this fund with any bank. Then you say, may not accept money received in terms of subsection 2. Subsection 2 may not receive money. The commission must open an account. It doesn't rhyme. It doesn't...
Yeah, that's an oversight. It should in fact be subsection 3 and not 2. Because subsection 3 is the sources from which the money must be received.
What do you mean when you say we all know what a foreign government is?
Yes, that's what Honorable Singh is saying. We know what a foreign government is, it's clear. The question you're asking is what constitutes a foreign government agency? If you guys have any explanation from your side.
Chair, it's not defined. We received, during the submissions, we know what a foreign government is, and we heard that there are agencies attached to governments who fund political parties, and that is the concept that we try to cover there. We haven't defined it. We thought it is readily understood what these agencies, who these agencies are and what they are. If it is a problem, then it's something that we need to define. Our problem is that we can either define it too narrowly, and then we miss out on others, or we leave it as is, and then we cover what we now we know foreign government agencies are. And we were talking about the foundations, for instance, attached to foreign governments. How do they donate? So they can only be allowed to donate if it is for purposes of training and development. So if we don't, that's with regards to the donations. So they can donate to parties there if it's for training and development. Here, in terms of funding, there was a blanket ban on all types of donation from foreign governments, including the agencies attached to it. This is for purpose of the fund, and that's why we included that there.
Let me put something to you, Honorable Singh, and other members. And I guess we must be brutally frank in some of these instances. What do you call the CIA? It's a government agency. It's not foreign government. Now I'm just playing. I don't know if that's their intention, but I certainly would have a problem if the CIA funded a political party, or the MI6, or whoever it is, because those are not, in as we understand it, government departments. Those are not government departments. And I think what I'm arguing for is, what's the harm in having it as it is there? If there's no harm, then we must leave it. If there's harm, explain what the harm is and let's take it. My argument is, it's perfectly in order if you look at it in that light here. Because we're talking about foreign governments here. So as you argue, all of you, the question is, should we have it, should we not have it? If we must have it, why? If we mustn't have it, why? That's basically what I think we should be discussing.
Oh.
actually say is that we come out in the current day.
So they, I mean, they're actually going to allow them to charge them $50 million. It sounds to me like another McKinsey. IEC's joined McKinsey. Hey, how can you charge $50 million to do that? I mean, do you know how many donations they're going to have to get? To volunteer to open the fund and charge $50 million to run the fund.
What are we getting $50 million for?
The IEC. That's what they're going to cost to run the fund.
$50 million?
Yes.
No, they said $4 million.
No, 54.
What?
To run the fund?
Yes.
So like
it's 42% of the amount that they get in total from the 100 million.
$50 million?
Yes.
No, you must have mistaken.
Really? Doesn't this anything?
They said 42% of the 140 million. That's what it's costing to run them. The salary bill for the first year for 9 people is $11 million. That's why I can't understand that. I would have just passed. I would have had a... You know what? The IEC is short of money for running the voting side, the election side. And they think they're going to make money out of this. Because they are... Because of that thing where they've got to get everybody's address, you know, their court case? And so now they're short of money. It's very serious. I've got to get out of this committee because now I'm getting too involved. I must go to another committee where I don't get so involved.
Which committee is the one who has hot
water? None, because they'll all be in there. Go to the lady down the corridor. Go down the corridor and just knock on the door where they all are. And just ask, take that with you. Take that with you and then just ask them to fill it. Won't cost them anything. How do you do your business? I know. I mean, how does he manage his business? You can't be a consultant if you can't talk to people. It's all right. This is Parliament.
Thank you.
Do I need to go and see if I can get water? Let me try. I'll try.
Thank you.
Yes.